evening and welcome to the KHNS Local News. I'm your host, Amanda Randles. Coming up in this evening's news, Glacier Bears Cross Country is heading to the state championships. The Haines School District is remembered in a former resident's will, and the Assembly has two opposing resolutions to consider at this week's meeting. That's coming up in the KHNS Local News. The Haines Glacier Bears cross country team is going to compete at the state championship in Anchorage, the entire team. At the Southeast Regional Tournament last weekend, the Haines boys team placed second overall for Division II, which is the smaller schools in the region, and the girls team placed third, which means both get to attend the state championship cross country tournament in Anchorage this coming weekend. At the regional tournament in Juneau on Saturday, Haines' men's runner Sayel George placed fourth overall behind three Sitka runners. Kirby Faverty placed seventh and Skagway's Danny Brady placed eighth. Wyatt Belial from Skagway placed 12th and Mark Davis from Haines got 14th place. In the women's race, Haines' Avery Williamson placed 5th overall, Hannah Boron took 10th place, and Mari Rose Evenden took 12th place. Skagway didn't field a women's team at regionals. The state cross-country running championship will be this Saturday at Bartlett High School in Anchorage. A former Haines resident and local nurse has left a large inheritance to the Haines-Borough School District. Vera Smith was a public health nurse in Haines in the 1950s and lived in Haines until she retired southward in the 90s. Haines School Superintendent Roy Getchell says that when she recently passed away, she left $600,000 to the Haines-Borough School District in her will.
And right now we're working with the executor of her will to help clarify the terms of that, because it's very important that her wishes are what's carried out in that. But in the near future, that's going to be something that our students will certainly benefit from once that occurs, once that clarification occurs. So Vera is just another, you know, just amazing example of somebody with a big heart and generous personality who wanted to give back to a community that meant a lot to her, which was Haines. Even though she had not lived here for a while, it was a really important part of her life.
The district doesn't have any particular plans for the gift just yet, except to invest it in a trust outside of the school district's general fund.
This would be something that would be handled outside by somebody else who would manage it for us, and so our hands would not be in it. It'll help keep things more accountable, I guess you could say, and so her wishes are adhered to, and also keeps that conflict of interest, you know, kind of at arm's length. So we want to make sure that it's done the right way.
While people leaving such large bequeathments in their will to school districts may not be common, Getchell says it isn't unheard of.
Anytime you can support students make career choices and help them take that next step from high school to post-secondary, you've done a really good thing, because that's, you know, that's really what we're all about, is helping students become who they're going to be and prepare for the, you know, for their future. And when somebody is able to step in and support that, what an amazing opportunity for our kids to have.
Once the executor has the final terms for how they want the money used, the school board will then begin discussions for what happens next. Getchell says it's still far too early to decide if the money goes to textbooks, basketballs, or something else. Governor Bill Walker signed an administrative order yesterday in Juneau recognizing and declaring a linguistic emergency for 20 Alaska Native languages. The order recognizes the threat faced by Alaska Native languages and takes steps to revitalize, restore, and preserve them by directing state agencies to work directly with tribal partners. It also directs the state to use traditional Alaska Native place names on public signage whenever possible. The signing took place at the First Alaskans Institute's Social Justice Summit, which kicked off Sunday with a public warming of the hands ceremony. The Haines-Borough Assembly meets Tuesday evening for a regular meeting with two conflicting resolutions on the agenda. One is a resolution supporting the state ballot Proposition 1. The other is a resolution opposing Prop 1. I spoke with Borough Manager Deborah Schnabel about that and other items before the borough this week.
We have two resolutions that are one supporting the state ballot initiative and ballot proposition, I guess, and the other one opposing it.
Right, which is shows the political diversity of the Chilkat Valley voting public, or at least right now our, the mayor, who is also the president, or just retiring president from Southeast Conference mm-hmm. was very successful regionally in getting the Southeast Conference to not support the ballot proposition. In other words, vote no mm-hmm. on proposition number one. But there are a number of people on the assembly that would like to see the borough endorse or resolve to support that. So it's an interesting logistical issue, I think, for the borough staff. The first request came in for the agenda item to be a resolution in support of the proposition number one, and that was brought forth by assembly members. The mayor is not in support of that idea, so she has introduced, wants to bring to the agenda an opposing point of view. It will be interesting how the debate is handled, because one vote on the first agenda item would impact the vote on the second agenda item, because I guarantee you we can't have a positive vote in favor of both.
I was going to say, it's sort of like dueling resolutions.
Mm-hmm. Right. I would like to tell the public that we have introduced and we hope it's streamlining the processes for the borough assembly. We spend sometimes an unbearable amount of time dealing with issues and sometimes even resorting to wordsmithing ordinances, you know, on the table. It was never any fun. So now we bring the ordinance forward, and immediately, rather than setting it for a public hearing, we immediately put it into a committee. The committee will then vet the ordinance, and then it will be brought back for a hearing once it has a lot of the questions answered and other assembly members made more knowledgeable about what its purpose is and what the details are. So hopefully, as time goes by, we will see shorter, and we'll actually get out of there by 9:30.
That was Haynesborough Manager Deborah Schnabel discussing a few of the items on the Assembly's agenda this week. The Haynesborough Assembly meets Tuesday evening at 6:30 p.m. in Haynes Assembly Chambers. A full agenda is available on the borough's website, haynesalaska.gov. You can listen to the meeting live through a link on our website, khns.org. And that's it for your KHNS local news for tonight. I'm Amanda Randles. You can listen and read local news online at khns.org. Have a great evening.